notice everybody duck. Everyone duck. This is Freddy. Notice everybody duck. Kick ass. Kick ass. Kick ass.
Yeah, no one's gonna kick me ass.
CJ, about fucking time. He's really old. Really old. If you bitch.
Hello, Chuckle. Fuck you, CJ.
Fuck you, CJ.
What?
You were asleep. What? You were asleep, weren't you?
Like, he ain't even talking.
And he's asleep now.
Asleep. You lying bastard.
Son of a bitch, you. I swear to God, man.
Where the hell were you?
Oh, now you're quiet.
No, sit up. Nigga was taking care of his daughter, that's why.
Ah! Putting her to sleep.
Had to feed her milk.
Hey, CJ, what's her name?
Yeah, so we can stop calling her your daughter.
What's her last name, more importantly?
Fuck her. That's what it is.
You call her Little Cub?
Chicago Cub.
Hey, what size does she wear so we can all send you her gift or something? Get your little care package going.
You can send me a... some bullshit.
This motherfucker was asleep. You can tell. You were asleep.
I was actually up at like 12 o'clock. But if it wasn't for all the dinging.
Dinging?
What?
Yeah, what the hell are you on about?
Church bells ringing in that area.
Dinging. You know what? My dinging. Grandma took him to church. Dinging.
That's an awesome.
Like, baby, you need to take care of that child now.
You need Jesus.
You need Jesus.
One, she is at a church event.
Oh my God. Midnight.
Wait, what?
She's at this preacher church event called, his name TJ Fakes or TJ Jakes.
No,
whatever.
What?
TJ Hooker.
Yeah, that's what you do. Sure.
Yeah.
She on a date with the preacher, dude.
Yeah, she.
She dates. I just want you to know that. You know that, right?
Hold on, is your daughter at this event or your mother?
Both.
I don't have any daughter.
Your new daughter. Have you got another one?
No way to speak about your kid.
That's what you're just working on right now. That's why it's a late answer.
How old is she?
Mama doing with the preacher at this night now? Come on. Baby, we were just praying. All right, so CJ, you ready now? Can we start?
Yeah, I'm ready.
That's good. It's alright, we've only been recording for 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
No problem.
Well, so that's Transformers. See you later.
Well, people, good night, everybody.
Well, P1, how about you kick this off?
Have you been speaking to Felicity, CJ?
Because
she's been asking me about you. Saying he's back in America, right?
Yes.
He's never coming back down under, right?
I am coming back. Yeah, I'm coming back.
coming back. That was a Stallone impression.
You don't need no more.
Yeah, you sound like Stallone.
Coming back.
Maybe he could be one of the street corner singers.
Take it back, to Australia.
Yeah, P1, you better kick this shit off before we just go on a tangent of bullshit.
I can't help laugh at you, motherfucker.
Hey, CJ, you're not Shredder, are you? That's what we've been discussing the last 20 minutes.
Alright.
I should be the fucking Shredder so I can come and kill you all.
I could see him doing that smile to the turtles. That would be
awesome.
You know what? This was the worst idea. This is the worst idea ever just to have a topic. We should just say fuck it before it. Cause we ain't never went to this motherfucker because
But you take control. You're the boss.
Oh my God.
Man, this is the greatest time ever.
People, welcome to the darkness in the ass.
Yes.
Darkness ass. What an appropriate subject.
And only one film star.
Michael Bay's ass.
No, that's what I want to bring up first, people. That's why we had to get together for this trilogy because not only is the Transformers movies, they're so dark. Only a darkness can take care of it. It is literally, and it's not an ass. It's more than an ass. It's the darkness of the hole of an ass. That's what this franchise has become.
It's an anus.
Cody, did he just say saga?
It's meant to be a saga.
Oh my God, that's the world we live in, people.
Good Lord, there's gonna be two more of these fucking.
Two more? You're underestimating. I reckon there'll be. Hasn't it made 100 million already this weekend? Didn't I read?
Oh my God.
It's gonna be another. This will be like Bond. It'll
just
keep
think,
going
CJ, you can take your daughter to all these films in the future.
And you can say to her, one day you can be like Megan Fox. Your ass splattered on the screen.
No, Luke, he could be like, one day you'll be like this robot called Jazz. You know? You can break dance right out of the damn thing and be like, hey, whoa, what's up, yo?
My like day of a father's life is when he has a daughter get a camera shoved up her ass by my dad.
What?
Does that happen in Transformers 4? Hey,
literally shoved up her ass.
If Michael Bay sticks a camera up your ass, that's high art authority right there. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that right now. That's his signature shot.
Yeah, that means you made it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it used to be the sunset shot. Now it's the ass shot.
It used to be the vagina shot in part 3.
What?
Oh, when Rosie...
Oh, yeah. The car. Yeah. I thought we were talking about Lyndon Damon.
That was the highlight of that film.
Yeah, there's highlights in that film.
That shit should have been in 3D.
Wait for her to get out that car. He's like, come on, bitch. There it go, money shot, baby. I can leave now. The rest of this movie ain't gonna be directed by me. Spielberg, get your ass in here now.
Wasn't there a big
biggest insult of the whole franchise is right there. Spielberg's name was attached to it at one point.
Yeah, and he keeps throwing money at it and saying, oh, Michael Bay's the only man in the world who could direct these movies. I'm like, what about your fucking self?
He's too busy.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I don't know if that'll be so much better.
I'm too lazy for that. I like to make boring movies like Lincoln and War Horse. Okay?
I like proper movies like Tommy Lee Jones with a wig.
What?
Lincoln.
Oh, Lincoln.
Wearing a giant wig.
You can't have Daniel Day-Lewis play fucking Megatron, can you?
I would love Tommy Lee Jones as Lincoln. That would be
I like to see
playing
Tom,
him like Two-Face.
Tommy Lee Jones as Martin Luther King. Hey, didn't Idris Elba play Martin Luther King?
No, that's Mount Mandela.
What, Mandela?
You're getting confused between Martin Luther King and Michael Bay was onto us.
Michael Bay didn't want to fucking record. Cut our net off.
Oh, I thought you guys pulled the Michael Bay and didn't say anything.
Sorry, we can't do
that. We need to bring that Michael Bay clip when he's talking about Samsung to ask him what he think about his movie.
I just can't.
The greatest!
I can't do it anymore. Yeah.
Actually, Michael Bay has came out and spoke about people that said, and he just said,
I saw that, yep.
He said, I don't care because they're going to pay to see my movie anyway. And as sad as that sounds,
he's right.
I reckon Michael Bay doesn't like Transformers. I honestly reckon he doesn't like these movies.
I just reckon.
So you think
somebody asked him recently, what was your favorite movie? He said, oh, The Rock, easily. Like, okay.
So you think he's pulling a J.J. Abrams with Star Trek and just like, I don't really even like this shit. I want to
be for the paycheck.
Yeah. Same.
Did you see your childhood?
Yeah.
I get paid to rape your childhood over and over, and you will pay me for it.
Yeah.
You guys remember that glorious first Transformers movie that came out, though,
yeah,
back in
86, yes, that's quite right.
You got the touch. You got
that
power.
You know what? The way this last one ended, they should have just played that song at the end of the movie. It would have made a lot more goddamn sense.
Wayne's biggest criticism of all these movies, yep. No shit, absolutely. Is at the end of it. He's like, where's the touch?
It should be in it.
<It's> he's got all this bad shit happening. And at the end, he's like, where was Stan Bush?
To be honest, Wayne, if you see this last one, when you see that ending, you expect that song to come on at any moment now.
I'm going to see this shit anyway.
You're going to see this shit, man.
It's like a woman more raped and wants to go back for more. No.
The more people say about how shitty this one is, it gets everyone more interested.
41 million, it's opening. 41 million.
Opening weekend, that's a day.
That's a day. What is wrong with you people?
Yeah, it's pretty fucking sad.
3 hours long. It is the
but
most.
That's even worse. So it's a 3-hour movie and he's still packing those dollars. That's pretty
good. Where's your ass out in this movie? He wears your ass out every 20 fucking minutes. You just like, I can't take no more, Mike. Just stop.
I'm really looking forward to the turtles now.
The shit just keeps going too. And Oh my god. But people, we're not talking about that. We're talking about that previous Transformers. Yeah, okay. And that first Transformers, that movie can go fuck itself down the ground. That was the most racist shit I've seen in that year, to be honest.
Wait, number one or number two?
The first one mainly. That shit pissed me off. I was about
to fall out. The first one mainly? Really?
Is the first one racist?
The second one?
Second one.
Did it more in the first one?
They had Negro Boss in the second one. Exactly. At least the first one has, what's his name? The dead guy name.
Jazz.
Brandy Mack.
You know what's funny about the Transformers movies, though, is everybody keeps trying to figure out which one's more racist, and I'm like, they're all racist. They all have a fucking racist stereotype.
Don't you love John Voight in that first movie? The way he just comes out and says lines just that have no meaning, just to say it's John Voight, like.
I totally forgot he was in that fucking movie. Like,
exactly.
There's a bit when, I think I said it on the show last week, when they're talking, and they're like, oh my god, Megatron's coming here. And they cut to John Voight, and it's like, yeah, that's right!
I thought he was just looking up into space and shit, lost.
I used to make out with my daughter once.
So did Megatron.
Was your daughter in Transformers too?
Her boot was. That's where her boot went.
She was skids.
Damn.
No. His daughter was brains and wheels.
CJ, wasn't that your daughter when the Transformer got out of the pool? Remember that?
Oh.
Remember that? Wasn't that her?
It was his daughter was the one that transformed him to a human.
it's
the bullshit Tron.
Man, that could be
like, daddy, I'm like, that's not my child. Kill it.
when I did my review, Z asked me a good question. What can they transform into? Pretty much anything, right? And I was just like, well, if you watch these movies, the Autobots can only turn into one car, and the Decepticons can turn into any fucking thing they want to at this point.
Yeah, apparently Megatron transformed into
there's no continuity of what they can turn into in these movies.
Yeah, and they still need a cane. Didn't the Transformers have a cane in this movie?
Doesn't one have a cigar in the new
one? Oh, God, don't get me started on that shit. There's a cigar and a fucking beard.
And the thing is...
Okay. The Gandalf Transformer. What just vanishes out of the movie, doesn't come back.
All the bullshit is coming. I was the first one. Like, what? That doesn't make any goddamn sense.
I think that's one of the main problems of these movies is that the robots themselves, they don't have personalities. They're just stereotypes. Yeah. And
exactly.
They're not portraying anything except like the most ignorant, dumbfounded people you can fucking stand not being around. Let's start back in the original first one, and let's talk about his idiotic fucking parents.
They got worse
if
with everyone.
If I was kinda hot.
No, let's not.
Wait, what?
Aren't you masturbating, P1?
TJ, you don't fuck anything. Come on now.
He's gone from A Few Good Men to Transformers. Wasn't he in A Few Good Men? No, what was he in? Dave. Yeah. No, wasn't he in A Few Good Men?
I don't know.
No. What movie was he in?
Wayne's like, ask CJ, he watches all the movies.
He was in Warrior, I know that much.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was the principal. Yeah. You have no business being on the ring with those animals.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say I thought you were gonna say he was one of the fighters. Big fat bastard.
He's fucking might as well have been.
Michael Bay would love to be in the ring with any animals. I just envision a fucking American flag in his hand and a rifle in the other hand. I swear to fucking God. That's another reason about this franchise. There is a fucking American flag in 20
trailer.
Goddamn scenes.
Oh, why don't you just make it a transform into the flag?
Blacktron.
We know that you're a war-supporting Republican. There is no fucking reason why you need to keep throwing a military in here, an American flag, and all your fucking religious beliefs or whatever and shit you got to throw in here. Damn, man, I'm so sick of this movies. I'm so sick of them.
Religious beliefs? What's he do?
This last one seriously wiped me out. I was like, you know what? I don't even think I want to watch movies ever again.
There's a bloody promo for the poster. The movie that destroyed all films for all time. The
movie that destroyed every fucking film there was. Where I didn't like it, and the thing was, I wasn't even looking angry in the theater when I was like, I was just looking at it and was like, this shit is eating my brain slowly away.
You need a stand push to come into the cinema to play the touch to save you. You got the touch. You can leave the cinema.
I left out of the theater just looking up at the sun and shit like Optimus and shit, just looking at it. Like, oh.
When you leave the theater, you can just hear Michael Bay saying, I got the money! I got your power!
I got the power! Yeah.
He does. I got your soul, P1. That's what I got.
I had a friend of mine.
That first one was.
Someone who I know who really loves these movies turn around to me and say, it's good because they're good because they're just like the TV show.
Fuck off!
I knew you were going to react like that.
Wait, did they ever watch the TV show at all?
Yeah, he did.
Ever?
He's like, oh, it's cheesy, corny, just like the TV show was. The writing's bad. That's why it's good.
Man.
That was a cartoon of the 80s, not a movie set. Oh, fuck that.
Man, fucking Beast Wars was better than this show. Fucking
Beast Wars was actually
and that bad
awesome
animation they had and shit, it looked 20 times better than this shit. And people say that this shit is cheesy. The thing about the 80s cheesy compared to Michael Bay's cheesy is Michael Bay thinks that shit's clever.
Yeah.
What?
Especially when you
Bumblebee
see this last
taking
one
a piss on someone, it's not hilarious.
Oh, I was laughing.
Yeah.
I thought John
Turturro. He'll take a shit in your mouth and say, wasn't that the best thing you ever had?
Wasn't he like undercover as a butcher or something in this segment?
I don't know. Is John Turturro just a wasted fucking useless maggot?
When we saw
guess what? They got Stanley Tucci to replace him.
Isn't every human character wasteless in these fucking movies?
That's a good point.
Hey, when we saw the third one over your way, I tell you, people were cheering every scene. No joke. Every scene people were cheering.
No, that's the most insulting part. We walk out and the crowd is up applauding this shit.
I thought they were pretty good.
That's the worst part.
We were talking about it on Not With a Kick of the Ass when you said Antonio got up during the credit sequence.
Sit down!
The movie
what kind of American are you?
It's like, the credits and you got abused or get standing up during the credits.
Yes, it was wonderful. Yes.
Fuck that audience, seriously. Fuck any audience that enjoys this franchise, seriously. I can't believe I used that word franchise.
Oh, you use saga. That's the word. That's where this is a saga now. Since we're talking about the human characters, let's get into the actor of all actors, Mr. LaBeouf himself.
No.
He got arrested for not appearing in Transformers.
I swear to fucking God, it went from no to just screaming and hollering in the third one. Whatever. That motherfucker has one loud note of acting, and that's just screaming and hollering throughout the whole movie.
No.
They literally cram these humans in here to have plot lines that don't make any goddamn sense whatsoever. And then Michael Bay always crams in the government and some military warfare. Michael Bay, why don't you just direct a modern warfare game?
Might as well. Shoot.
My thing that I hated about Transformers, like, he had one and two. He was trying to go to school. You know, he wanted to go to school, especially the second one. Optimus was like, hey, we need your help. He's like, fuck you, Optimus. I want to go to college. I'm like, no, motherfucker. There's a demon alien thing trying to destroy the planet. I need your help. No, your planet can wait. I mean, your school can wait.
The planet needs. CJ's explaining this is the way they probably pitched the movie.
The funny thing is, you say alien or whatever, but after watching the fourth one, I don't know what they are anymore. I don't know if they're metal, they're robots, they're aliens, they're sentient beings. I honestly don't know.
Toys that make a fortune.
They came from Sanford and Son's junkyard on just some planet.
They look like some aluminum cans fired at a wall.
They got struck by lightning in Sanford and Son's backyard.
It looked like Thor was hitting him with his hammer all fucking day, just smashing cans and throwing it in the junkyard saying, that's another one for you. Another!
Father, I created life! No, Loki, no, don't you touch my cans. Get your hands off my cans, Loki.
You sound like that stupid Australian chess boy.
Oh, Jesus.
This is democracy manifest.
The thing is, I kept giving Michael Bay a chance on these movies.
Yeah, me too. No, I was the same. The first one came out, I was like, well, it's stupid, but it's entertaining. And the second one, I was like, that was really bad. And Michael Bay agreed with everyone. Yeah, it's really bad. Where do you see what I do in the third one? I'll do it really well.
I can change. We can change.
Yeah, when he said there was a writer's strike and him and all the actors agreed that the second one was a bad film, he was like, I learned from that, and I was just like, you know what, I'll give him a chance with the third one. Maybe there was a writer, and you see the third one, you'd be like, was there another writer's strike or something like that? It's the same shit. And I remember I played a game, I counted how many problems there was in the first thing. That shit, these fucking movies always open up with Optimus going, there was a secret war that nobody knew about, and the humans knew about a device that could have saved the potential outcome of the Autobot War. And I'm just like, nigga, this shit ain't no secret no more, okay? Yeah, talking about the Secret War.
There's all these problems. Why have they come to Earth to bring all the problems in? They wouldn't have any problems if they...
But look, wasn't it in the second one where they said, oh, they're trying to coexist in secret so the world didn't know about them? It was a fucking giant, it was a giant war in the first movie, and yet no one knows about them. Bullshit.
Murder.
Another
and
problem.
Then how do they hide the fact they were Transformers in the second movie when the first at the end of the first movie Megatron fucking kills people all day sending Mountain Dew cans after everybody?
Oh man, that's part of that genius continuity of Michael Bay. This nigga has no continuity in these films. You talk about continuity in any other franchise, Michael Bay be like, I can top that. I will top that. I will show you. Can we not still talk on the fact that Bumblebee permission to speak, sir. This nigga sound like some white butler or something like that. Permission granted, old friend. I was like, what the hell is this?
And then number two came. Like, what?
And Michael Bay cleared that up by saying,
I've never understood that. Why the hell can't Bumblebee talk?
No fucking sense. No fucking sense.
And yet they have a medical robot that fixes shit like that for fucking four movies. Yeah, and they couldn't fix that shit.
Oh yeah, they can scan cars and change at a whim, but they can't change his fucking voice.
I'm like, not fixing a Down syndrome child when you can fix him right there. Like, no, let's just keep him retarded. Okay, cool.
Maybe Bumblebee's like the Rain Man of the Transformers franchise or something. We're counting cards.
Maybe he's Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy. He just don't want to speak. He just say one thing.
Groot got more line fucking Bumblebee ever had. Fucking says one sentence or whatever. Let's not talk, not only continuity, but let's talk about realism as far as traveling to other countries.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
Teleporting.
Teleporting.
Out of fucking nowhere.
About that. That's in the
story. Out of fucking nowhere.
Egypt, yeah, here we come. Like, how are we gonna get there?
I swear to fucking God, every robot has some new power. And it don't make any goddamn sense why none of the new ones are, first of all, this, and now granted, no one's seen the fourth one yet, whatever, but in the fourth one, fucking Optimus can fucking fly.
that's a spoiler. Cody, you should be going with that.
I wouldn't make such a big deal about that, but Cody, what did he say in the third one? I need that flight tech. It's right. Gonna help me. Yeah. Like,
exactly.
Doesn't he go in a rocket? Doesn't he go in a rocket? He's like, we're flying away.
I need that toy piece that can sell millions. Show it. You know, everybody.
That motherfucker literally, took a spaceship to the moon. This nigga can fly.
Oh, like damn, bro. You didn't think about this shit earlier. You like, for real? Like,
I was saving my batteries
for R2-D2 out of nowhere. He gets these jet rockets.
Like, we could have saved an hour and a half of screen time with this shit, man. Like, come on, dude.
another problem with the franchise in general is that robots just pop up and appear and disappear whenever the fuck they want to add so-called tension. Like, you see in these movies, it's like one Autobot is getting ganged up on. You're like, well, he was just next to another Autobot. Where'd he go? And you realize, oh, Michael Bay made him vanish because he wants to build tension by saying, right, is this robot going to die?
Yeah,
when number two came, they didn't even explain the motorcycle twins or whatever the fuck they were. You know, they came out of nowhere and died.
It's like Matrix. And Buster, he just adds characters and cuts them out of nowhere for no explanation and no bullshit behind it.
How about
that? Hey, don't you feel bad that they died? Like, no, I don't know who the fuck this person is.
Exactly.
Oh, man, don't even get me started with the second one.
He knows
the second one fucking opens up
stupidity. That's just it. Like, people will pay for a movie that they don't need to think about now.
Yeah.
Like Whoopi Goldberg with an afro and turtle.
Yeah. the fucking second movie opens up with a goddamn giant ass down the city of Rio, and they got nerves to say, let's keep. What I was like, how the fuck is this a secret about this? This is not a fucking secret. And can I ask you a question? The motherfucker that voiced Ironhide, he has the same lines in the second and third film where he keeps saying punk ass and stuff, and I'm just like, did they dub his voiceover?
They just went,
that's kind of creepy as fuck. Right.
But Michael Bay's even been known, he has used the same shots.
Yeah.
One
within a film.
That's right. That's right.
I was like, the motherfucker
fantasizes over the cars as much as he do the women.
He just literally grabs the same shot, and it's more than one occasion he did it for Bad Boys as well, I think.
Hey, how was the set in Transformers 2? He's got a Bad Boys poster.
Oh,
do you remember that? In the bedroom.
Yeah.
Check out my other movie, The Rock. Maybe she'd have his whole.
It would have been awesome. Yeah, his entire movie chronology just across Shia LaBeouf.
And that motherfucker wrote a script for Dark Knight, you know.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
I would love
to. He had a script written for Dark Knight.
Oh, he did. Batman was driving down the street, and they go boom, and then there was a naked Harley Quinn.
You're not that far off, CJ. You're not that far off.
You're lucky. I think he wrote that script for that. Painters would have combusted and blown up. Catwoman would have killed him.
He probably wrote the script from that awful cartoon show called The Batman.
So he wrote it for the end of Dark Knight Rises, when all the bomb, when the bomb's going up.
I'm gonna have Batman blow up. You can't do
the 20 bomb Batman.
I've got to get rid of this bomb and Michael Bay.
Speaking of bombs, how about that bomb called Mudflap and Skids?
Oh god.
The Negro Box.
I thought they were hilarious.
The fucking Batman and Stetchett Box. I wouldn't even call them sandwiches. That's insulting.
The Negro Box.
The most insulting the goddamn teeth. Thing I've ever
why
seen.
Why the fuck does a Transformer have a gold tooth? That shit to me.
Well, why do they have a cigar? Why do they have a cigar?
What's the point of any of that shit?
Why does Batman wear a trench coat? What the fuck?
What trench coat?
Hey, Megatron in number 3.
Oh,
that was awesome. With the hoodie.
Hoodie
begging for a bit of change.
Talking to an elephant.
Fucking Trayvon Martin Megatron. I'm trying to get some iced tea. No, no, Optimus, no!
Oh, don't even get me started when the invasion happened and he's just sitting in the alley like, oh, Cybertron, you're back.
There's no reason to be sitting in that alley.
Leonard Nimoy's having a bit of a talk to no one. Oh, that was, as a Star Trek person,
I'm ashamed of Leonard Nimoy for that.
Fucking, oh, I was so pissed.
If you think that was insulting, wait till you see the new one with John Goodman's character, because he does the same shit.
What? I have the donut.
The donut robot.
He's shooting at shit, and you can't see a damn thing he's shooting at, and he's just talking to him. There's nobody else there, and he's just, and the funny thing is, Bumblebee was standing right next to him, and he's just like, where's Bumblebee to help him? Bumblebee's in the other corner somewhere and shit like that, and he's just like, and John Goodman's like, come at me, come on, throw the grenade. And I'm just like, who the fuck is he talking to right now?
Make me run him, Duncan.
Leonard Nimoy was the most insulting thing of the third one.
Wilma!
That was embarrassing, dude. I felt so bad for Leonard Nimoy.
I felt more bad for Buzz Aldrin.
Do you know Leonard Nimoy? Leonard Nimoy is related to Michael Bay? Yeah. Did you know that?
Oh, Jesus Christ, I know that.
Apparently, I think his sister is married to Michael Bay, or something like that. Yeah, that's why he did it.
A woman's actually married to Michael Bay?
I don't know, it's something like that.
Trust that man.
I don't know, it's something like that.
The needs of my wallet.
Hey, my old man came out and just, him and Chris were just seething. They've insulted us, damn it!
I'll say it once again. The knees of the many outweigh the knees of the few, Luke.
The knees of my wallet outweigh the knees of this movie.
And it still wasn't as painful as the new stuff.
There he's talking on a building to himself. No one around at all.
I have a question too. What is the power level of Megatron? Because he was kicking everybody's ass in the first movie and, second movie, in the third one, he becomes a little bitch.
He became homeless, alright? What happens when you hit the streets?
Every villain in that second movie was a little bitch. Remember the following? He was talking all that shit.
Oh yeah, he's talking all that shit, then this nigga gets a fucking jetpack, and all of a sudden he's kicking his ass. I'm just like...
His ass went for 10 seconds.
Optimus turns into like a badass, because the guy like, I'm pleading, please stop, Optimus. He's like, fuck it. And he just kills him in the back.
Yeah, not to mention, Optimus Prime turns into a fucking mass murderer in these fucking movies.
Not to mention that Optimus Prime is the only Autobot that can do a goddamn thing, because everybody else ever do shit.
He's the only one you can see doing anything, because the rest of them look like junk. Him and Bumblebee are the only two you can make out because some
Bumblebee is always flipping around making some radio fucking noises and shit. And I swear to God, in every movie, there's a scene, even in this new one, there's a scene where Optimus comes late into the fight and then he just slides on the ground and just slices everybody. I'm just like, how come nobody else
Megatron
can do that?
At the end of the third one? Isn't that
Jesus like the fight? I don't want to. I want your whole face.
I can't remember that movie.
I tried to rip his face off. He's like, I want your face.
See, I remember like only a few things from these. Dickhead hanging up a devastated scrotum, which
that was great. Oh, I remember when that happened. I was like, did they just spend thousands of dollars on Transformer balls?
Fuck you,
Don Turturro's line. I'm under
the pyramids of Egypt with scrotums. I'm like, Where does he write this shit?
Why did he think that'd be funny is what I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, well, oh, why did we get it? Oh, God.
But well, every character here, he gets wrong. Soundwave is a fucking satellite dish. You know, might as well have been Bruce Wayne's satellite dish from Man of Steel. Sorry, no offense, Cody.
So what do you guys think about the little gremlin bots?
I thought you were going to say, what do you think about Batman versus Superman?
Oh,
I think it's shit. That's what I think it is. I think nobody gives a fuck about
isn't
Aquaman
the,
being
isn't
cast.
Isn't the Flash in it now?
Aquaman.
Aquaman.
Everybody's in it.
Who the fuck is... Yeah, exactly. Who the fuck is not in it?
Fucking awesome. Everyone. A Green Lantern.
Is CJ's daughter in it? She's going to be Wonder Child.
Wonder Child.
Why are they
you say they might have a joke?
I'm telling you, the Joker's in it. You wait.
No.
They'll announce
no.
You wait.
No. Couldn't.
Couldn't possible.
Actually, you know what? I'm with Wayne. I bet the Joker will be in that somehow.
Yep.
I'm guaranteed. Willing to bet they put the Joker in there. But anyway, what you guys think?
That's what Transformers makes you do. Makes you talk bullshit.
What did you guys think of the little brains and wheels?
Isn't that a restaurant?
I thought that was the Smurfs.
What'd you say, Cody?
No, I was saying, was Wills the one with the Italian stereotype? Was that him?
Yeah, that was Wills. And Brains
was
the one with the wild hair.
The penis gun.
Yeah.
Wait, there was one,
penis gun? I don't even remember. Yeah, Steve Buscemi was Wills, I believe.
Yeah.
And there he was fucking Mega Fox's leg in the second one.
Oh my god.
Oh,
Jesus.
Those guys. Oh,
wait, who's
the one that had the penis gun for penis?
We live in post 9/11 times. How the fuck did Megan Fox get that on a plane?
What? Great
you're
question.
Find logic in this film and anything.
But I bring a toenail clipper.
You're talking about logic when he's parenting the first one, asking him if he's masturbating, and Optimus says hide. They have four Autobots hiding in his back garden, and no one can.
No, not even that. His parents eat fucking wee brownies in the second one and acting fucking stupid as shit.
Wayne,
that's the only way to make this film make any sense.
And Wayne, you think of it, Spielberg's there going, good idea, Michael. Good thing.
You don't have to bring up logic in these movies to me. You don't have to bring up logic in these movies to me. I didn't see it in the second one, motherfuckers teleport out of nowhere to another country. And I didn't see it steal sunlight in a whole other country.
Don't forget the third one, they bring in a whole planet.
I was about to say, in the third one, they bring a whole, matter of fact, this planet is 20 times the mass of Earth. And yet, Earth never once collapses or nothing like that.
I can't even remember that.
Yeah, they're trying to bring out this new Cybertron or some shit.
The third one? I can't remember.
Oh, Leonard Nimoy was being a dick.
Wasn't Leonard Nimoy, he was good and then bad.
He was prime lord, ass or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Why does in all these movies though Optimus keep talking about how his race is extinct, his planet was destroyed, but yet in the third
everyone
one,
keeps coming.
Not only is his planet still fucking living and orbiting, but there's fucking millions of goddamn of robots still
all
roaming
these
around.
Spaceships and shit, man.
But our planet's dead.
And after seeing this fourth
you
one,
know what?
I need
to team up with General Zod and go build our own planet. Hey, off you go.
I was just thinking that. They can build a planet together.
Hey, you laugh at that. You laugh at that, but they actually had that fucking gravity machine from Man of Steel in this one.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Cody was paying attention to that part. He was like, fuck yeah.
The Optimus flies, he becomes Superman.
You know what? He's not lying either.
I've had enough. I would love Optimus to leave his own franchise.
It is literally.
General Zod. Where did you learn to transform? On a farm? No,
substitute General Zod for lockdown. It is the same shit. I shit you not.
I'm
I told you, man.
I have to see
this movie
next week.
When you're copying Man of Steel.
You are not. No, Cody, because old penises didn't transform. The one that Zod was in.
No, Wayne.
The prison they go in. The giant penis.
He said a penis that transformed. What? What?
No, Wayne. You said that they're copying Man of Steel. Man of Steel actually copied Transformers by stealing their plot line with that whole little Superman S cube thing, whatever.
Codex.
They stole that plot from Transformers, remember?
Oh god.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so technically, Man of Steel copied Transformers. That's even sadder.
I guess Transformers is in favor.
Transformers said, hey, buddy.
You think that's shit? We can do shitter.
Great. I can't wait to see Batman with his scrotum hanging out on the bloody...
I'm in the Joker, goes, I'm underneath Batman's scrotum.
The day that happens, I will never watch or read anything ever with Batman's name attached to it.
Yep. Ben Affleck is on the pyramid with his scrotum hanging out. I will applaud Zack Snyder saying, congratulations, you have fucked Batman permanently.
Congratulations. Yeah, that's the day I jump up a fucking cliff.
I will never watch a Batman adaptation ever again if that ever happens. I literally will never watch, look, or anything that ever fucking happens. In this
Joel
Schumacher.
I was alright with nipples. I was alright.
You know what? That's a good point, too. That's a good point.
Look at my Batman camel toe.
What the hell Michael Bay,
testicles.
Fuck you.
So what's
the plot? That's the general consensus right now.
What is the plot for the new one?
Is there a plot for the new one?
It's a reboot.
They call it a reboot, even though they're referencing the third movie.
They referenced the third movie so many goddamn times. Yes. Matter of fact, I even made a joke about this in my review. I said, there is, in the middle of Buttfuck Nowhere, Texas, there is a poster, like one of them Obama Hope posters, that literally says, you remember Chicago. And I'm just like, why the fuck would that billboard be in this middle of this, in nowhere of Texas?
Hello?
Remember that, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. And you want to joke that Transformers stole Man of Steel's plot? You remember in Man of Steel how all the buildings got destroyed, but yet the next day they were built up the next day? The opening of this movie shows Chicago when it got destroyed in Transformers 3. I swear to God, the city looks like it's damn near futuristic towards the end of the film.
It like
place in the future, too. That's the difference.
Well, it takes like 5 years later. They ain't shit, really.
Oh, God.
It takes almost 10 just to make one building.
Yeah, the way they level fucking Chicago, it would take much more than fucking 5 years. I can tell you that right now.
They had Leonard Nimoy helping. He helped rebuild it.
Yep. In 5 seconds.
The real Leonard Nimoy.
What else is he doing? Man, he's been in a lot of shit. He sang a song about Bilbo Baggins, who's a part of the most boring fucking franchise of all time. He's part of a Transformer generation. And he's raping Star Trek as well. Hey, fucking die, Leonard Nimoy, already. Die.
He has a point. I'm with Wayne on that. Why don't you just fucking die already? You die. Go get in a car accident or something like that. That'd help out a lot.
He's going to play the Joker. There you go. Leonard Nimoy is the Joker,
people. I'm not joking about that. It's illogical.
It's illogical. Logical.
Would you think that Leonard Nimoy is probably the most embarrassing thing in this whole franchise?
Yeah, for me.
I would say so.
That motherfucker, all he did was walk around and just, like, just talking.
No, I actually said the most about is Peter Cullen having to play Optimus Prime, which he made it brilliant in the cartoon, and he's still making it. He's trying. He's trying.
I fucking hate Peter Cullen in these movies. I swear to God. He delivers the same opening speech and ending speech as the same thing. And then he just says, Autobots, we do not fight the humans. We just fight the Decepticons.
Well, there was one moment where he said, humans, fuck you. That was like 5 minutes.
And Mark Wahlberg sucks his dick, and then he's back in the
game. Yeah, exactly.
When Optimus had a tantrum tantrum. Oh, he's not talking to you now. And he's just sitting there folded up like, you knew about this. You know,
just crying. In every movie, though, explain what happens to fucking Samwise Gamgee. Whatever his name is, Sam Witwicky or Wikipedia, whatever he's fucking called.
Samwise Gamgee.
What's the fucking name? I can't even. It's Sam.
Shia paper bag.
Yeah. See, that's the thing about the fourth movie too. Why there's no continuity in the fourth film. I know it's a new film and everything, but if the Autobots are being hunting down like this, even though they were working with, like, special agents and shit like that, don't you think those special agents would come out and be like, look, I've worked with these Autobots. I'm defending their name and shit like that. We're not going to hunt these guys down or something like that. But they give no references to any of these military guys whatsoever.
Would it be a better movie if the humans were, like, dissecting Decepticons and then they're making evil robots out of them?
That's kind of what
in the new one, you don't even know who Decepticons are.
Oh. I don't think there are any. There really aren't any.
Until the end of the film.
Yeah.
And you don't even know they're Decepticons. Because it's just, you can't see shit.
You guys do sound like Rain Man at the moment.
More like bullshit, man, but, you know.
Hey, what's Stanley Tucci like in this?
Who's he in this again?
Yeah, Stanley Tucci's in it.
He's fucking embarrassing. He's John Turturro.
He starts out fine. Yeah. Enough. But then he just goes into fucking fuck it territory.
He becomes John Turturro, that kid they had in the second one who they just tagged along with for no fucking reason. He becomes both of those characters in the middle of nowhere.
He becomes all fucking, what's his name? who's the fucking, the Chinese guy in the third one?
Oh, Ken Watanabe? I mean, Senior Chang.
There you go.
the guy that Wang hates.
Yeah.
Ken Jeong, there you go.
Ken Jeong, the guy
that was all those motherfuckers in one.
Ken Watanabe is in this one, isn't he?
Samurai Transformer.
He's fucking embarrassing. The RZA does a better accent than Ken Watanabe did.
He's been stereotyped two of the biggest blockbusters this summer. How does that happen?
Is he just a Transformer who like looks?
He just stares at Megatron.
He comes.
Grabs his binoculars.
First of all, he comes out of fucking nowhere. Like, that's the thing about these movies is robots just appear out of nowhere and Optimus just accepts them. It's like, nigga, I thought your race was extinct.
Transforms into like a sushi roll and then he untransforms.
Makes him a sushi roll.
It's almost as if Michael Bay's saying there can only be 5 Autobots every movie. I have to drop out some Autobots just put new ones in or whatever shit, because that's all there's ever gonna be. But there can be 100 million Decepticons. I don't know which one's bigger pussy is than Decepticons or Autobots, because Autobots are always getting their ass whipped, but it takes 100 Decepticons just to beat the shit out of one Optimus.
Yeah.
But please tell me, what is the Australian Autobot like? Because I want to hear about this shit.
It's as good as the Australian guy in Pacific Rim.
Or Quentin Tarantino just trying to
that.
Let's just put it this way. CJ's accent is better than that.
Oh, no.
That dude is Chris Hemsworth if he had no charisma at all.
Yeah. he was Liam Hemsworth.
Oh my god, wow. Yeah, exactly. Gee, you fucking hit the nail on the head, wow.
He's the talented one.
He transformed to a Vegemite, jar.
He transformed into a little bitch, that's what he transformed to.
Does he have a boomerang weapon? That would be awesome.
He had a kangaroo kick.
Did he use a didgeridoo to hit people over the head?
He shots out bottles of Vegemite at people and they just fell in love
with it. This movie's sounding alright.
Why do you think they don't let me make movies? Cause I'd make a trillion some money.
He has some Foster's shields and everything.
Yeah. Is there actually one good thing out of any of these films? At all? You shouldn't even
score.
Think about that, that's the problem, but I actually can't think of it.
The effects in the first one did.
Don't
they did
the only thing I like.
You know, I will give Michael Bay credit on the first three films of saying that he does know how to integrate special effects with buildings and environments and shit like that. I think he does good. And the fourth one, he loses all that shit. He doesn't do a goddamn thing with those, whatever. And plus, in the fourth one, the music gets horrible. It literally is fucking hard. There's a soundtrack song from the Disney Channel in every fucking scene. You just like, okay, who the fuck put this in here?
Yeah, the only thing I like about these movies is a score by Steve Jablonski. That's pretty much it.
I don't even remember a score in these
movies. The one with Link. They all got Linkin Park. It's like, what is up with Transformers and fucking Linkin Park?
The fourth one was Imagine Dragons.
Dragons, yeah.
Megan's Fox's ass was never, all right.
You know why I never remember the score? Is because Optimus is always fucking talking. I'm Optimus Prime, and I'm telling the humans, come find us.
Who's he telling though? He's
saying the same thing.
He's like, Optimus, that's the sun, I'm telling you. Yeah.
I'm telling all the humans down there, no one can hear you.
See, at the end of the first one I didn't get, because he's Megan Fox and Shia making out in the car, I'd be like, can you fuck off, Optimus? I want to fuck this chick. You're standing around talking to the sun.
That's right. He's standing there watching him. Humans put penises in there all the time.
Pervert bot.
I'm trying to figure out, why does he keep calling Autobots to come to Earth? Earth is fucked.
He's an Earth fucker.
They can fly any fucking where else they want to. You keep telling them to come to Earth.
Alright.
They can go to Mars.
I have a question. Does anybody remember why they came to Earth in the first place?
Because there was a secret war.
Megatron was frozen.
Or some glasses or something.
Yeah, that's right. There were glasses.
There's some code on some glasses.
And there was a code for the
Hey, Luke Wayne, Cody must be missing the first part of these movies where Optimus gives that speech of, there was a secret war on Cybertron. And there was a device.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
There was a there device. Was
out of interest, how do you have a secret war? How does a war stay secret? That's kind of a new one.
Shh! Quietly, okay?
Gandalf comes up. Is it secret? Is it safe?
If a planet is shooting fire out of it, how is that a secret war anymore? There's a secret about this no more. You got bad robots and good robots. There's nothing secret about this anymore.
That's how the Hobbit 3 shit is. You know, there'll be a giant battle and at the end Gandalf says, keep it safe, don't tell Frodo. Don't tell him.
I think he starts writing Grimlock.
What, Gandalf?
Oh, Gandalf just jump on Grimlock and start riding him.
Are you gonna see Hobbit 3, CJ?
Hell no.
You have to.
Is what inspired the Dark.
I haven't seen the Hobbit 1 or 2.
See, they say hell no. Speaking of boring franchises, the Hobbit.
We were going into I said this on the show a couple of weeks ago. We were going into X-Men and Dad turned around to us and said, I saw the Hobbit 2, didn't like it. And then we just walked in.
Came out of nowhere, too.
Didn't like it.
Yeah, those movies are fan service movies.
And so is Transformers, apparently.
Yeah, Transformers is idiot fan service.
Exactly. Right?
But you got to be a stupid motherfucker if you sit up here and tell me you like these movies. And,
but these are the people that are looking at the Turtles going, I like the changes. It looks all right. Corey, go fuck yourself, all right? Fuck you and fuck whatever.
I knew this was
coming. Who the hell is right? And Martin, I'm sorry, what is wrong with you too? Saying, you know what, the changes look alright. Whoopi Goldberg with an afro is not a good look. Shredder turning into a Transformer is not a good look.
I thought you was a He-Man, man. What's going on here?
He-Man needs to come in and kick the Turtles in their nuts. All of them.
At this point, I think He-Man can beat the shit out of Transformers right at this point, because they always get their ass whipped by anything. I mean, these movies, they really follow the same plot line. Which one's the worst one to you guys?
Oh, he will. Michael Bay, when he drinks He-Man, that's it. I will fly off like Optimus Prime into the sun. So I'm done.
Which one's the worst one for you guys? How about you, Cody?
It has to be the second one, man. That's the one that decided it for me, man. I walked out of that one pissed off like nothing else before that.
So you never saw the ending.
Scrotum.
Yeah, that's the one that put me over the edge. I saw that scrotum, I was like, wow.
So you never saw the ending that one in?
Wait, what are you talking about?
The second one?
Yeah, I saw the ending.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you walked out. That's why I was about to say.
No, I said that's the first movie in a while I wanted to walk out of.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, you never saw it. Oh, okay. You missed it.
The whole movie was about Shia LaBeouf telling Megan Fox he loves her. Do you remember that?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He was complaining the entire movie.
Broke his wrist in real life.
You know, my thing is, if a bitch gonna die, almost die with you, and you gotta save the world twice, she's staying with me for life. She's not going anywhere.
I like how he told her he loved her at the end of that movie, and the third one, she got replaced.
And it opened with Michael Bay having a go at Megan Fox. Do you remember that?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, she was a bitch, that woman.
Yeah, so I'm gonna put her in Turtles.
Hey, fuck Megan Fox for that too.
The girl in the third movie was really hot though. She was pretty hot.
No, they're all hot. Don't get me wrong, they're all fucking hot. They're just stupid and dumb.
The context is all wrong.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, you know what, CJ? I see why you like these women. These are your kind of women. Brain dead. Yeah,
unlike Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Lopez, that's a smart woman, right?
Ass did.
Shut your mouth about Jennifer Lopez, CJ, okay? You shut your fucking mouth.
No, true.
She looked much better than Cameron Diaz.
Oh, that's not good.
I think the intelligence level there. Is about the same.
Neither here nor there, Negro.
I think there is no intelligence.
What? Talk about the intelligence levels.
We ain't talking about no intelligence. We talking about who would you fuck.
There's a mistake right now. We have a discussion.
Intelligence is hot, man. Come on.
Oh my fuck. CJ, you're not dating these fucking women ever.
The Autobot was hot.
The Autobot was hot.
I would love to fuck Bumblebee. He can't talk, I can't tell anyone.
That John Turturro, he
was
something.
I'll fuck that evil Decepticon.
I'll fuck that thing. We back on the Jennifer Lopez thing. Who's hotter? Jennifer Lopez, Cameron Diaz, Wayne.
Nobody needs to, please your ego.
We're gonna please my fucking ego.
Okay, go around the table then. Obviously CJ, who's hotter?
Cameron.
Oh,
wow.
I'm going with Cameron.
What the fuck?
You know what's funny? The counselor is on my TV screen right now. That's what the counselor is, and I'm like, come on, man.
Well, I'm going back to Master.
Luke, answer the question. What, Luke, hey. Is Cameron or Jennifer? J-Lo.
Michael Jackson.
What the fuck?
It's harder than Jackson.
You know, I couldn't even watch that 22 Jump Street.
I haven't seen Jennifer Lopez in years, but I remember thinking she was pretty overrated. So that,
thank you.
But I liked her in Out of Sight. Yeah, I thought she was hot.
We ain't talking about her movies. We ain't talking about what you like about her.
No, but I haven't seen her in years. I haven't seen her. Didn't she do American Idol? Did she do American Idol? Okay,
nope.
Cameron Diaz then. Automatically.
Christ, you niggas in her. Cody, I don't think they get it. They keep talking about careers and shit.
I'm not sure about careers.
No,
Cameron Diaz was in Mask.
Man, you all here like, man, if there's a vagina open, will you fuck the vagina? This is all I want you to do. Like, no, I just don't, I'm not gonna just
shut the fuck up, CJ. Like, you don't count right now.
What about the Jennifer Lopez when she was at her peak versus Cameron Diaz at her peak, which was the Mask?
Jennifer Lopez looked good now though.
No. Yeah, we're talking about now. Man.
Yeah, but
we're talking about now.
First of all,
you three motherfuckers didn't see the other woman. Okay, so.
Why would I want to see that? I would almost rather see Transformers.
I saw that shit. Cameron Diaz looked like an old hag. Okay.
She's old.
But Jennifer Lopez is the same age and looks 20 years old. Who gives a fuck? We ain't talking about cunt, who's nice or whatever. We're talking about who would you fuck?
Yes, you definitely are.
Who would you fuck?
I can't believe you picked Jennifer Lopez now. Last time I saw her, she was on... Was she on Idol?
She lost two Batmans, George Clooney and Ben Affleck.
Okay, Cody, we ain't gonna break you.
I think Scarlett Johansson is much hotter than both. How about that?
No, she's pregnant.
Hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah, Luke. Yeah, okay, I will give you that. Hell yeah.
There you go. And she can actually act, too, which helps.
Yeah.
That is true. J-Lo at 44 looks good compared to Cameron Diaz at 44.
She doesn't look good. I'm just...
I do think Cameron Diaz is a good candidate for Skeletor. I'm just saying.
Oh, thank you. Luke, you just answered the question
No, but that doesn't mean Jennifer Lopez. But who said Jennifer Lopez is less than that?
So what, she walks
I think Jennifer Lopez's ass was in the second Transformers movie.
Even if Jennifer Lopez didn't have the ass, she's still beautiful.
No.
What do you mean no? The fuck is wrong with you, nigga?
Just no, goddammit, no!
The fuck is wrong with you? Man, go take care of your child. Get the fuck up off.
Go take care of your sight, you son of a bitch!
Take care of you, son of a bitch, you. Goddammit, Cody, back me up here.
No, we're not gonna get through this.
Whoopi Goldberg or Megan Fox? How about that?
Come on,
Whoopi Goldberg.
Definitely Whoopi Goldberg.
You know what? I hate the color purple.
With the afro. That is going to make
turns. You just bring these old ass movies to the question.
No, man. The Color Purple is a terrible movie made by a terrible woman. It
can't be that bad.
What's the color purple?
He's Danny Glover. It can't be bad.
People up.
Cody, we ain't never going to get through these niggas. I swear.
No. Knocked down a door.
I never thought I'd say we the ones.
Knocked down a door with Whoopi Goldberg.
Jesus Christ, Cody. I swear.
Dude, they don't fucking get it. They really don't get it. We're not.
They don't get it.
The fact you said to the fucking woman, man. Like, that's not the point right now.
The door.
I'd rather go with Danny Glover's door.
Hey, what's the color purple about? I don't even know. I just know, is it about purple?
What are you talking about the color purple?
How black you frame each other.
The doors, man. Like, what
is it about purple?
What the hell? All right. Back to the question now. Luke. What is the worst Transformers in your mind?
Mine?
Which one's
the
best?
Well, I haven't
seen
the new one yet, so I really want to say the new one, but naturally. But no, I don't know, two or three. I didn't...
Two or three?
I tell you
just
what.
Say one, two, and three.
Two's really bad, but it didn't offend me like three did. How about that? Because three had Star Trek shit and shit I actually like.
How about you, Wang? Which one was the worst one to you?
The same thing. One
Michael Bay's birth. How about that? That's pretty bad.
One really pissed me off because I expected a good movie. That was just two was horrible. Three was just an insult beyond all belief. That was just it was disgraceful.
Three was
how about you, CJ?
Two was really bad, but three I really thought he'd try and he didn't.
Yeah, he didn't.
Because he kept saying he was gonna try and he made no fucking idea. He couldn't even hire a good JFK impersonator.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
I forgot about that shit.
It was JFK. Fucking
CG. Oh, God.
Wasn't that Nixon? Was that Nixon?
They should have used JFK's lifeless body and put him there.
Shit, might as well have been. Would have looked better.
Yeah. Should have just got Whoopi Goldberg. That'd look better.
Jackie is JFK.
Jackie,
how about you, CJ? Which one was the worst Transformers movie to you?
One was just, you know, yeah, young and stuff. You can just see it. I'm like, okay, not totally bad.
It's boring.
Two had Negro bots and balls.
Yep.
You know what? The first one had Negro bots too. His name was Anthony Anderson.
That's true, but he was nowhere near as bad as the fucking Schism up.
I can't stand that nigga. He was annoying as fuck to me.
He was.
Then you had Jazz that came out. I was just like, you got to be. I was ready to walk out when I saw it.
I didn't disagree with you, man.
And then a Megatron killed him. We're like, hey, I want a piece. No, Negro bot. You get two pieces of chicken wings.
And then they, Bumblebee loses his legs too, and they fix that motherfucker. But and Jazz, they just carry his ass and say, we lost.
Nothing can be done. Anyway, use this for scrap.
We lost a good friend here. And Optimus was just like, well.
From this.
And Optimus didn't give a shit that Jazz did. No. He was just like, well, we lost an ally, but we gained new friends here.
Bring back Optimus from the dead.
Optimus didn't give two shits about Jazz because when he died, he was just like, well, we lost an ally, but we made new friends here. I was just like, ain't got a bitch.
Just got new legs.
Why didn't they use Jazz's voice box into fucking Bumblebee?
Yeah.
You know what? There's a scene in the fourth one where I thought the Negro bots were back. There's a California surfer in here, and when his car pulls up, he's playing rap music, and I swear to God, I thought that Bob was back. I was like, oh my fucking God, did he bring them fucking robots back? to me, I don't think any one of them were. I think they're all on the same level. They're all offensive. They all hit those same notes.
I totally agree.
To be honest, they never get better.
it doesn't matter because they make money. Money, lots of money, and you can bet there'll be another three of them.
There is. I can't remember
the third one.
Have you seen the box? I just read the box office for this weekend. There'll be, I reckon, this might rival Bond in how long it goes.
No,
it could.
No. They've already greenlighted the fifth and sixth movie.
Why?
It doesn't matter. Kids love
how
this
many
shit.
Cities can
this is this generation Star Wars.
Gives up.
This is for Hector. Hector needs this. He needs this in his life.
I agree with Megatron.
One day, let's go to Africa and
hang out with a bunch of elephants. That's the only way the fucking franchise will exist.
Yeah, I personally, I don't think any one is worse than the other. I think they all are on the same level. They all are offensive. Like, a lot of people say that, oh, they had those Negro bots. And I was like, what about that third one when they had them fucking Irish bots? How about in the fourth one they got this fucking Asian bot? I mean, they're all racist. He finds a way to insult and even the white people by just making Bumblebee talk like some white fucking butler. Permission to speak. What the fuck is that?
Michael Bay, he's sexist. I'm all for seeing a nice woman's ass, but not when it ruins the film, just straight away.
Yeah,
sorry. And then you're obviously completely fucking racist and ignorant. And
he likes the military.
Oh, well,
he
that's fine.
So
there you go.
As you said, who is that guy in the military? To the women?
What's his name? Yeah, what? Okay, now the character that was in the first three, all right, the military guy, what was his name?
Josh Duhamel?
No, the actual character. The character.
He didn't have a name.
I forgot his fucking name, man, yeah.
It was White Boy. There you go.
White Boy. And here's Tyrese Gibson to level it out.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Tyrese Gibson has some of the worst fucking dialogue in the whole goddamn
left cheek. Left cheek. Do you remember that?
We sweat blood.
He's got a gun from his pants and he goes, left cheek. Left cheek.
That's right.
We shed precious blood, sweat, and metal with each other or whatever. I was like, no, he didn't just say that. The fuck he did not just say that. Who the fuck wrote that for him?
Tyrese, man.
See, he was asked to, they asked Paul Walker to be in the new one, so that's why I'm gonna drive my Bumblebee into the street.
You know what? You know, I will agree with Wayne Luke or whatever. That third one wasn't, I don't remember Tyrese's part. That third one didn't solve me, cause Tyrese is like, that's gonna kill my friend too.
Is he in it?
He's like, let's go to Chicago and go get them. And then as soon as they get to Chicago, he's like, nah, we ain't going in there. I'm like, why'd you fucking come then?
Yeah. Yeah, this the third one just said so much shit.
Why do you even fucking tag along then? Whatever. His ass talking about, oh, they shot my friends down too, so let's go get them. And then when he gets there, he's all bitching out like, nah, we can't go in there. I'm just like, oh, you fucking bitch. Get your black ass out of here, man.
Yeah, my fucking time. Do you remember the bit where they give Frances McDormand Nikes? And there's a giant shot of her for no reason taking her shoes off and putting Nikes.
I forgot about
product.
Wait till you see the fourth one. There's so much marketing placement in here. Oh my, product placement is
more,
a motherfucker.
More than a transforming Mountain Duke.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Hey, didn't one of them have that Transformer Xbox 360? Was that the first one?
Yeah,
that's the first one. I remember that too, but I don't remember what robot did that. Yeah. Didn't it make that noise too, like doom or some shit like that or whatever?
I think it did.
If I'm not mistaken, you know. If you think they product placement in those movies, wait till you see this one.
Wait till you see this one.
Oh my god!
What's so sad is a cartoon in '86 when they did a movie has more emotion in it, more entertainment than fucking four films in a live action. $1 billion franchise, and it's fucking so sad to think that.
And they cost $200 million.
My dick has more emotion than this movie does.
I mean, Optimus dies now in every single film. It was only done right in one cartoon.
Yeah.
My dick has more emotion than these movies have. Okay.
I'd rather your dick direct these films.
I think it did.
My dick could do a better job directing these films, whatever. And you're exactly right. Optimus does die somehow, and they keep bringing his ass back because he's the only one that can do something.
Yeah, Jazz. Poor old Jazz. Throw him on the scrap heap. Don't need Jazz.
We need him for the Jets. We need him for the Jets.
Yes, Jazz. Maybe that's where he did get his Jets from. Jazz, take his legs and put him on Optimus's feet. That's why Optimus brings them all to Earth. He kills them all and puts them on himself.
So he can get some Jets.
No, you know what? You're wrong. He gave Jazz legs to Bumblebee and painted them yellow.
No, even in the second one, he killed that old bastard who teleports so he can turn into Mega Prime or some shit and float away, and then he doesn't even need that shit afterwards.
Mega Prime?
Yeah. That old one who teleports dies and goes, Octopus, take my parts. Wayne. He uses his parts and then just fucks them off like he doesn't need them anymore.
How do you remember
You think
this?
That's bad, Wayne? You should see in the fourth one, Optimus looks like shit. And he literally scans a car and is healed to 100%. They can fucking heal themselves.
See, you're making me want to see it.
See, they could have done that with Jazz as well.
Oh, forget him. He's finished.
But he was a brave
soul.
He was a brave
soul.
Probably went to scrap him.
But I prefer him as Jazz.
But, you know, I stuck a poll up of, since I asked you guys that question, I stuck a poll up of what Transformers film was the worst of the series. And out of 52 votes, let's see what I got here. I got 10 for the first one, mm-hmm. 15 for the second one, mm-hmm. 13 for the third one, and 14 votes for the fourth one.
Okay.
So it's pretty goddamn close. But
both the films are the worst.
But it looks like the second one wins this one.
Yep.
They're only one part, one vote away from each other.
It's so bad when they're all that close.
I like how one movie just doesn't get all of them. Every fucking movie has its reasons of being bad.
Why didn't you put up the 86 movie as well? Because if that got one vote, I would fucking kill. I would hunt down those people.
Hector would be hunting down there.
Oh! Okay, now what happened with him and Tony? I saw a little bit on it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm trying to stay away from that refugees of space spilling.
Refugees of space.
Whatever.
Cody told me and it was fucking hilarious.
Oh man. You guys heard nothing about it?
Oh, no.
Like you didn't hear it? Cause they were talking about a little bit on
Go ahead.
Which, at least.
Oh, okay. Basically, I guess Hector put a... Well, what was that?
I said, well, it actually does link into Transformers, so it makes sense.
Yeah. Anyway, he said somebody, I can't wait to see Transformers 4 or some shit like that. And then he said, yeah, Tony didn't see this shit too. Post down. Tony commented, he said, in hell...
Yes.
And Hector said, man, shut up, you fat moron. Just enjoy the movies. Or something else. And this whole fucking rage war over people who would love the Tony ears. And then just went out of hand. And then later on,
it was a secret war that no one knew about.
Yeah, then later on, Tony Exactly. Later on, Tony posted the picture, and it was like this gray setting. It looked dilapidated and like post-apocalyptic. There's an empty wheelchair. and it had the date in which this incident happened on, and it said, never forget. And that shit had me laughing so hard. That's basically the gist of it.
Hector, Transformer. Hector wants to be a Transformer.
Hector's chair is a Transformer. What are you talking about? I can hear it now.
Roll out. Oh,
roll out. Oh, shit. Optimus says that in his new one.
God, yeah.
You guys ready to get in some questions now, though?
Yeah, let's do it.
I like questions for this shit. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got some questions. Lance Garrison, he says, how do you guys feel about there being a Transformers 5? What was that?
Lance Henriksen. Sorry. No, keep going.
Okay. He says, how do you guys feel about there being a Transformers 5 and 6 with Mark Wahlberg as the main star now?
What do you think?
Yeah, after seeing that fourth one, man. I don't give a shit.
Together by the first hour, you probably don't understand.
Don't care. Don't care. Okay. I'm sure it'll make money. Don't care.
Whoopi Goldberg to star in the new Transformers. That's better.
Like she was in Ghost. She keeps hearing and not seeing.
Sam Wheat!
Tyler Perry is a new main star.
Why not?
Who's Tyler Perry?
Put fucking Madea in there. There you go.
Oh, he's this black fat bastard that American people hate except for black people.
Yeah, excluding us.
God of his was Alex Cross.
Oh, except for CJ, because, you know, CJ's in church and shit, all that shit. So, you know, whatever. He's like, he likes that shit.
Yeah, you know, CJ's into that weird shit, so.
You know, CJ's got a daughter now, so he's going to start taking her.
Nothing to do. Why? I have no daughter. Dude, I'll not go back to religion.
I think you're going to start seeing Tyler Perry movies now, whatever.
But, oh, but that dude's speaking the truth right now. God damn, I never noticed this before, but now, shit.
Next one I got is from Ashley. She says, what was one of your favorite Transformers the movie experience? Mine would have to be mine would have experience. Wow, that's awesome. Mine would have to be in the second one where the old robot started walking with the cane and I just walked out leaving my boyfriend there by himself. Oh.
Okay, wait. She's referring to all the movies or Transformers the movie, the 80s
series?
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
Shit, I'm just going with all, apparently, from her example she gave, I think she's talking about any of them. I guess mine was the third one when I realized I knew it was going to be bullshit when that girl's ass appeared on screen, so I just started fucking just laughing at everything that was happening until, I knew that, what's his name from Star Trek showed up and shit.
Leonard
Nimoy, and then I was just like, oh, this ain't funny no more, this is embarrassing.
My favorite reaction was just seeing the saliva drip off Wayne and Tony as their childhood was raped in front of them. It was fucking awesome.
That was not funny.
That's right.
Was
awesome. I saw the third one with the spill crew, right?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was easily the best experience for them. Seeing Corey look like he'd been literally fucked up the ass because he was being bending. He was bending over and holding on to a grate.
He was covered in sweat.
Yeah, he was
like,
sweating.
Like he'd been in a fight.
Like he was, and apologizing to us. Like he'd made the movie.
Corey's full of shit. He loves these movies. He keeps giving them passes and shit like that.
Well, that's right. Yeah, and after, he was saying about how bad it was, and then I listened to the review. And
Rental.
It had its moments.
Didn't he give the second one a matinee or some shit like that? No,
better than sex. I love those testicles.
Yeah, to be so.
Oh, God. So yeah, I, you know, he did give it a rental. I remember now because he was like that forest battle. Like, hey, man.
He liked the building scene in the third one. That's what he kept saying. Oh, the building, it fell down. It was great.
You know what? Rental. I can say this too. It looked good.
Yeah.
But for 2.5 hours, no. God damn it, no.
Sex can never carry a movie.
If it was an hour and a half, then maybe it can get a password, but that shit goes on over 2.5 fucking hours of nonsense to get to that point. Yep. At that point, you just worn out and tired.
Yep. Great.
How about you, CJ? I know what your favorite experience gonna be is taking your daughter to the new one that comes out. That nigga's sleeping now.
I'm just letting you finish.
That nigga is literally sleeping right now.
I'm just letting you finish, that's all. That's it. Are you done?
Go ahead, CJ.
No, I don't know. I'm tired of the 3D. I mean, they did okay with the 3D when they tore up Chicago, but other than that, there's nothing You're gonna grab me about this fucking movie
like that. What are you talking about?
I know.
They tore it up. No, they just put some paper up and knocked that shit back over.
Why did they do one in Detroit? That strikes me as the kind of
Axel Foley can come around.
Well,
there's nothing to destroy Detroit. That's the thing.
The Autobots were like, the Negro stole my hubcaps off of me. We do not shoot humans.
Hey, they could fight Robocop.
That fourth one would be a lot more believable if they were set into like Detroit or Compton or something like that, because then I could really believe that niggas was haunting them down.
And then it would make sense to have Negro bots, because then like, oh, okay, I see. They copy that people in that area.
Transformers in the hood. When is this series just going to become like the Leprechaun series and just start making up shit now? Transformers on the moon. Transformers on... Oh, wait, there.
They already did that. Never
mind. These movies are parodies of themselves.
Exactly.
How about you, Cody?
I got to say the greatest moment came for me in the third one when Buzz Aldrin showed up.
Oh.
I was laughing my ass off. I'm not going to lie. I was like, wow. This one went to those depths. Really?
Best actor.
Yeah, he really was. He really was.
He was the only time I ever felt that he was that somebody was looking at a robot. The look he had on his face, I swear to God, he was just like, wow.
Back on the moon.
Stars. And you know why that shit wasn't that great to me? It's because it got embarrassing when Optimus looked out and said, no, you're an inspiration to me. I was just like, why the fuck is he an inspiration to you? That don't even make any sense. Motherfucker, you traveled the galaxy. Why do you give a shit about this?
This man only went to the moon.
They were sucking each other's dicks too. Just, wow. No, one spaceman to another, Optimus, it's a pleasure to meet you.
The only way they could have made that more embarrassing for Buzz Aldrin is if Optimus Prime put the Buzz Lightyear outfit on him. Start carrying him around everywhere.
Or morphed into Buzz, into what, Neil Armstrong.
Hey, you have wings, honey, jets!
He would have been like, you got a friend in me.
You know what, Buzz Aldrin should have just pulled out a Buzz Lightyear toy and said, can you transform this?
I need that airstrike.
I need that jetpack to fly Buzz Aldrin back to the moon. That's why he needed it so bad. Where are we? Z, he says, throwback Tuesday. He says, Transformers Age of Extinction was a complete mess. What the hell is the plot to this movie? It was no plot.
Plot.
what's the
plot.
There's a plot to all these movies, really? Mark Wahlberg had no business in this movie. It seems he does a good movie, i.e. Two Guns, and goes back to shit. Also, how many fucking American flags can be shown waving in the background in this movie? Michael Bay is seriously killing my childhood now. He already killed Wayne, so join the line.
I heard they threw some My Little Pony shit in there now.
Yep, so. They did. They did.
There's my rant, but here's my question. Is there any hope for Transformers anymore? I'm talking about a complete reboot of the entire franchise. No Michael Bay, no Marky Mark, no Shia, a complete reboot. Can this be saved?
Z, you know this shit ain't going anywhere, man.
Yeah, that's right. It.
Michael Bay's big, man. He ain't going anywhere with this shit.
Spielberg won't allow anyone else to do it. He said so.
If they try to remake this like the original or the cartoon, nobody will watch that shit for one. Like only like a 500,000 people, maybe less than that.
They already greenlighted the fifth and sixth one, so I can tell you this right. This franchise is going on the way to 2020, so you're going to be stuck with this to your adulthood. So your childhood got fucked, well, your adulthood's about to get raped, so.
Yeah. Unless they can remake it 30 years from now.
You pay for the ticket.
They can pass it on to the guy who's doing Turtles.
Fuck that.
Oh, God, no. It's going to be another Battle of Los Angeles. I did not need that shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Don't let me start a battle. Worst fucking L.A. movies ever.
I've never seen Battle of Los Angeles. What's that
You ain't
about?
Missed it's shit.
It's a movie about Compton and just a walk.
Yeah, it might as well be. Might as well be. Where are we at? Holly, she says, who's the most annoying character in the film for you guys? Mine would have to be those idiotic parents. I hate them so goddamn much.
Oh, God. This is
I don't even know where to start.
I mean, it's where do we be? Damn.
How about you, Lodi? What's the most annoying character in the franchise for you?
I'll try to figure
Michael
out
Bay.
Who's the most...
Michael Bay.
There you go. Michael Bay, there you go. He's the one that spawned all this shit. Yeah, it's him.
How about you, CJ? And
Spielberg not far behind for allowing Spielberg.
Yep. How about you, CJ?
I don't know. I'm thinking between either the FBI agent or Shia. I think Shia LaBeouf. I mean, come on now. Like, I still can't go to the fact that Optimus asked me for help to help destroy some bad guy, and he's like, "No, I'm gonna go to school. I'm gonna go to college right now."
Shia,
you really hate young people.
A star scream. I was
in there. What do you expect?
How about you, Wayne?
Easy and. I'll explain why. Megatron. You know why? First movie, stuck in ice the whole movie, comes there for 5 minutes, does nothing. Then walks around like a fucking homeless hobo with a fucking sack
on
his head.
He did do something. He snapped Jazz apart.
He's a disgrace.
He snapped Jazz to Megatron. He snapped Jazz into pieces, remember?
Oh yeah, and that was it, and then he got beaten by the Allspark, which apparently gives life and yet takes life and whatever the fuck it's meant to do. Michael Bay has no idea.
Okay, Optimus wanted to die in the first movie because he said, "Put it in my chest, Sam!"
Yeah.
Which he has in his chest. And then it touches a fucking Coke machine and transforms that, so it creates life. It makes no sense.
My thing is, that second one or the third one, the one they say you need a prime to kill a prime, one, all he did was just chop him in half and shot him. I'm like, what was so special about Prime Gun and Prime Sword that
Prime
nobody
bullshit.
Else could do the same thing?
How come nobody was helping Jazz when Megatron's getting his ass, when Megatron was fighting him? That's what I want to know.
Because he's the black robot, we all know that.
They're helping Bumblebee find his legs.
Oh, Jesus fucking God. Hey, Bumblebee, is it over here? Where's that, buddy?
That's a car. That's a real car, sorry.
How about you, Luke?
Me? Didn't I say Michael Bay? No, in all seriousness.
Are you serious about that,
when you get John, I've seen John Turturro as a good actor. I want to say Leonard Nimoy, but the character's not really that annoying, just insulting. But John Turturro's character was, you saw his underwear. I mean,
and got pissed
three
off.
Times.
Yeah, got pissed off.
Yeah, and, three times. Yeah.
Yeah.
In every movie.
And the parents. No, in fact, how about the entire fucking cast? How about that?
Yeah,
can I include it as one character?
Everyone.
Yeah, you just stole my fucking answer, because I was about to say, I have a list, so.
Sorry,
let me go down my list. Well, you know, the whole cast. I hate Megan Fox. I hate that looking fucking bitch. I hate that toe thumb looking bitch. I hate Shia LaBeouf. I hate his dopey fucking parents. I hate them little gremlin brats that sound like goddamn Booberry and shit. I fucking
John,
hate Megan.
John Boyd?
Optimus Prime can eat a dick. Leonard Nimoy needs to take his ass back to Star Trek.
Look,
or whatever.
He needs a paycheck. Okay?
I hate everybody. I hate that worm robot. I hate it all. I hate the fact that Michael Bay can turn fucking Decepticons into humans in only one movie. I hate that.
Fair point.
What about Isabel Lucas? You didn't include her there.
Oh, the tail coming out of her ass.
What about the dogs? The chihuahua and the pug?
I hate the dogs. I hate that fucking Middle Eastern dude, or whatever the fuck he was in the second film they added to the group.
What about Megan Fox's boyfriend in the first one who was accusing people of not liking sports? Remember that?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I can't even remember this shit.
He goes up to Shia LaBeouf and goes, "You suck at not being able to do sports."
No, and I thank God I don't remember any of that shit.
And I hate Ken Watanabe for even agreeing to be a part of it.
I can't wait to see that.
That was the most. I was like, man, I used to think he was a good actor. After this year, I don't know so much no more.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm starting to question. It's like
I know
that
a lot of
aged
people who like Godzilla. A lot of people.
Oh, God.
They're idiots.
I don't
That's why.
Either, but, yeah.
They're fucking retarded. That's why.
Like Brian Cranston.
There's no excuse for what Ken Watanabe did in fucking Transformers. That motherfucker is Asian and don't even talk like that, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
He put that fucking voice on there. Sensei.
How's he talking? What does he do? A very, like, a stereotypical kind of thing.
He was doing you know how Americans do Asian stereotypes? Yeah. That's exactly what he was doing.
Can't wait to see.
Oh, konnichiwa,
if you wouldn't have saw Ken Watanabe's name on that, you would have thought that was just some white dude or something like that. It's like, it's an American guy or whatever and shit. Cause you could not tell who the fuck that was. I've heard the RZA do better fucking imitations of Chinese people than this nigga has. I was like, god damn, dude. And the sad thing is, you were
sounding like the South Park Chinese restaurant guy.
That's exactly what he sounded like.
Shitty walk.
Oh, my shitty walk. Oh. Oh, sensei, try my new shitty walk. Oh.
Poor Ken Watanabe.
Why can't can one and Arnie be Splinter? They've got an American guy playing Splinter.
Oh,
what
I don't
does that make sense?
He was too busy with Godzilla, that's why.
too busy looking
up at the sky and shit.
No, he was cast as Splinter. They had a script and he just stood there in the booth, just did nothing. Like, you gotta talk.
Right, fight a real activist.
Amethyst Chaos, he says, man, I feel sorry for you bastards having to watch this atrocity. Why do many people see this movie and defend it and yet trash something like the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle when it's going for the same thing? That's a good point, actually. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
People don't know what they want.
Hate all of them.
Just be like Wayne and hate everything.
Yes, quite right. If you hate everything, then it makes life so much easier.
They just treated it seriously, then, yeah.
If they just gave it respect, the characters, it all comes down to character and plot.
Do you think at this point they can treat Transformers seriously?
Not now.
It's no different. It's no different than treating a planet full of apes seriously.
You are going to compare.
No, but that's what I mean.
Hold on.
They are doing that now, aren't they? They are doing that. And so why can't they do that with Transformers?
I will give Luke that they did, because I did not like the original Planet of the Apes that much. But the
fuck
new
you.
One, the new one really was
damn
fucking
you
good.
To hell.
Yeah, they were fine, but they were nothing much fucking spectacular. They were fine, but they were none spectacular like the new ones are, but...
Because they were made in the 60s.
Maybe someone...
They look
like shit.
Have you seen Dawn yet?
Have you seen the new one yet?
See it tomorrow, actually.
Ooh. You fucking bastard!
Oh, no, wait, not tomorrow. On Monday. Oh, for you guys, I guess. So, yeah, it is tomorrow.
Can't wait. What was the question?
Something about Clint.
Why do people defend this movie?
Because
these movies or whatever.
Because people like it.
Cause they are inbred, flag waving fucking cockhead. That's what.
Because people like it's like reality TV. People like shit they don't need to think about.
Yeah,
that's the thing
that's
though.
Why.
These movies hurt your brain thinking though.
People,
it's nothing new either. There's been there were 7 Police Academy movies.
Which is more realistic than Transformers.
It was 10 Friday the 13th movies or whatever.
How many Godzilla
people
films
like
were there?
Shit. People like not thinking. That's why.
Just like Jennifer Lopez.
God. That brain fell in that ass.
Okay, I know. Okay, even without the ass, she is better looking than Cameron Diaz.
leave the ass.
Where the fuck? Okay.
Were you raised by an old Mexican nanny or something? Is that the reason?
Jets.
Is this some kind of fetish? Is this a fetish, P1?
These niggas, I swear to God.
Do your little Mexican nanny hold you her titties and you're like, oh my God, I need you.
DJ, go take care of your baby. Go breast me. Go your baby, nigga. You ain't allowed to talk right now, whatever.
I ain't got no baby with no Mexican.
Whatever.
What the fuck is going on right now?
Yeah, this must that be line in Dirty serious. Dancing?
What? Cody, I'm serious. This must be an LA thing with taste.
Nobody puts dirty Mexicans in the
Yeah, y'all can't take the taste.
Apparently you niggas can't take the taste. Whatever. What the
hell? You can't.
Cameron D.
Tasting that bullshit taste. I don't know, man. You got your Mexican fetish, man. Cameron Diaz, she part Latino.
Did you just call her Cameron Diaz?
Is she ugly?
Are you forgetting?
She is ugly. She is fucking ugly, okay? She looks like a goddamn skeleton. Luke said the best. She looks like a skeleton.
That's racism.
Blonde hair.
Racism.
She doesn't look like a real Mexican lady.
Oh, you ain't talking dead. I know the deadbeat daddy ain't talking about racism right now.
Ain't no deadbeat goddamn.
Next question, P1. Save it.
Okay, Cody, we ain't gonna talk no sense in that. You know what?
It's impossible right now.
This is some impossible shit right here. I can't
just give up.
Where okay, fuck it. I answer your question, Amethyst, because they fucking morons. That's why. People are stupid. And you can feed them some shit and call it diarrhea, and they'll just believe it's just shit still.
Are we talking about this? What are we talking about?
Isn't shit diarrhea anyway?
Remember, these are the people that like Pacific Rim.
I still haven't seen Pacific Rim.
And shit like that. So, I mean, what does that tell you? Yeah.
I like how...
Put some fucking robots
wasn't
in.
Wasn't the second one announced the other day? And it was like, yes! Thank God!
Yeah.
I'm like...
Yeah, somebody said, oh, a Godzilla film and a new sequel to Godzilla and a sequel to Pacific Rim. This is the best dad. He's like, you got it. Oh, this is the worst dad in my fucking life. A sequel to both of them.
Pacific Rim didn't even make money. That's the fuck. I don't understand why they didn't spend money on it, but it didn't make money.
Well, Guillermo del Toro probably just talking about.
Well, he needs to do a job anyway. He's got nothing else he's fucking doing at the moment.
Got one more here then for you guys. That's from a good friend, Mac 2.0 Blue Hybrid. He says, you think after hearing how bad this installment, would you ever consider giving a mighty fuck about these movies anymore? Then again, Bay is laughing at all you for seeing it, LOL.
When do we ever give a fuck about these movies?
I actually gave a fuck when it first came out. Then I realized, wow, this shit is horrible. And then I was like, well, maybe they'll fix the second one. That was even worse. But then there was that whole writer strike thing, and I was just like, all right, well, Michael Bay admitted it.
I was the same.
But no more, Michael Bay. After the third one, I was just like, yep, no more.
Never forget.
And sure I'm enough, this never again. Three more movies.
I'm more fearful of what franchise he's going to get next. That's the He-Man, yes!
Mad
Star
Max.
Wars Episode 7!
He's gonna get Mad Max.
No, no, no.
Michael Bay directs the remake of Rocky.
Fuck off.
Starring Leonard Nimoy as Rocky.
Apollo Creed would be the most stereotypical racist character of all time.
He'd be one of the nigger boys.
Yeah. Hey, just man. No. Fuck that. Fuck Michael
Bay. He wasn't before?
Fuck your entire race stuff. He could do the good and the bad.
Oh, well, people. That's actually a segment of saying "fuck you, Michael Bay." I have nothing else to say about these Transformers movies. My brain hurts just talking about it, to be honest, because I have to memorize these fucking four movies.
I'm seeing it next week. I can't wait. This review has really got me,
and I am never seeing
really
it
excited
ever.
About. Wayne said he's going to see it next week.
No,
you did too.
No,
you said what time are you seeing it?
I'm working.
Oh, fair enough.
Wayne's going to go see it with you, Luke. Don't worry.
Yeah, I know.
Nope.
I also want to give another fuck it out to three people individually, CJ, Luke, and Wayne, for saying that Jennifer Lopez does not.
Oh my. Let it go.
So I'm going to throw that fuck you like guys. Actually, hoe. Luke, I won't throw you in there because you actually did make a good comparison to Skeletor and Cameron Diaz. So, Luke, you get the cash on that one. But Wayne and CJ, you two can go fuck yourself by saying that. So, Wayne, I know you're still living in it. Wayne, I know you still living in the late 80s, early 90s, so you still picturing that Cameron Diaz, so I don't know what to tell you, bro.
Expendables 3, how awesome does that look?
She's gone, dude.
Oh,
right now.
God.
That Cameron Diaz is gone. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Cameron Diaz is in Expendables 3. What are you talking about? Mel Gibson's in it.
Jesus Christ.
Well, Mel Gibson looks nothing like Cameron Diaz.
Movie of the year, huh?
I guarantee you, though, Cameron at least Diaz Expendables like 3 will be better than Transformers 4.
Cameron Diaz looks like somebody's goddamn grandma. And
what is that saying, really?
What is that saying, though?
Good point.
That's like comparing Cameron Diaz to J-Lo. That's what that is.
Put a poll up. Ask the people.
Put a poll. I will put a fucking poll up, cause I'm gonna get this
I gotta ask about those
song,
fucking
God
one damn crazy ass bitch and then one skinny ass bitch. It doesn't even fucking matter.
It does matter. Cause you motherfuckers keep talking about her movie career and shit like,
you don't
keep
bringing her up!
Talking about one's a bitch. We don't give a shit if she's a bitch. Whatever,
Transformers people.
Better said you have going on, P1, okay? Damn, just leave it.
Go take care of your baby, nigga, shut the fuck up.
I ain't got no baby, goddamn.
You ain't got no baby. You sound like fucking Ken Watanabe right now. I got no kid baby. Oh, people want no.
Does he say that in Transformers?
Transformers got a kid.
No baby in the chambers.
I bet you got one in Australia running around right now. Well, people, we finally did it. We actually got together and brought to you guys The Darkness and the Ass.
Yes.
Finally.
Yep. Next will be The Expendables.
No kidding. Expendables in the ass.
The Expendable.
Oh, hell. I'm busy that day.
No. I tell you, next will be The Turtles. We should definitely do a Turtles.
No, do we have to? Really?
I'll dress up
the next one
Goldberg for
Darkness in the sewers.
The next one is Godzilla. What are you talking about?
Oh, God. I can't say that again.
Didn't that movie come out? That would be a good one.
Okay. Well, people, I'm the phenomenal one.
Yes. And I'm Chicago John.
Is Cody?
Cody, you're watching Man of Steel.
You niggas don't know your names no more.
I didn't know who was going next.
Transformers broke your brain.
No, we got like five people in this fucking podcast. I didn't know who the fuck was speaking next or what. Anyway, yeah, I'm Cody, bitches. There you go.
I'm Leonard Nimoy.
I wish I was Michael Bay making this fucking much money, but I'm not. Because you dumb fucks keep giving you cash. You fucking imbeciles. Fuck you all.
You know what? I wish I was Michael Bay as well, too. Only he can fuck supermodels and make a lot of money doing it, so.
Quite right.
He interviewed Isabella Lucas in his car.
But then you won't be able to speak on stage.
But anyway, I guess that's it, people.
Is that it?
All right, people, we're getting the fuck out of here now. We ain't talking enough about goddamn Transformers now. Shit, my brain literally is hurting right now. No lie.
Everything.
Well, see you later, people.
Later, bastards.
Peace.
Later.
I am directly below in the scrotum.